Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
We have a 911. On robbery in progress. See surplus store corner People's Drive, North 24th Street.
And good day. I'm Chief Steve Hebby, and welcome to the Cop Shop with FPD. With me, as always, is the able and capable and stunning Nicole Brown.
Hello. Good morning. Or I guess good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Just made it into the noon. So I got to say, you know, you're a far better performer in person. You know, we experimented with the Zoom in the past.
Yeah.
And then you were back live in the studio 2 weeks ago, and I think this is the way we're going to wind up keeping the model.
Yeah, I like it better.
You like it better.
That's all.
Well, we like having you here. You kind of keep Scott off me a little bit, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
So always a challenge here. So we've had a busy couple of weeks again.
Yeah, it has.
It's kind of both. It's busy and it's not busy all at the same time.
Yeah, kind of. It's been wild.
It has been wild. So the first thing we had this week was the retirement of our deputy chief, Jessica Tyler. She'd been with us for about 2 years. She came up to us from Albuquerque and had done a career mostly at BCSO and then Albuquerque PD, and had been with us for a couple of years, you know, kind of helping us with getting some more experience in our senior command ranks. We'd lost a lot of seniority through the years with the para incentives for people to leave, and Jessica kind of stepped in and filled an important void for us, and she's going to be missed, but we had quite the kickoff for her this week.
Yeah, it was kind of impromptu because she was pretty adamant we didn't want to violate any health orders and have our usual walkout and, you know, be the good community example, but we couldn't let her go out without something. So kind of last minute, we arranged to do the vehicles and, you know, just have you and her and one honor guard. So we were under the 5-person rule, and it worked out really great. I loved all the cars lined up, and it turned out really great. And I think in the end, she enjoyed it. At first, she was like, oh, no. But I think ultimately, she liked it, and she deserved it. I think she did a lot for the department.
Yeah.
And I know I really enjoyed working with her, and I learned a lot from her, and she's a great role model and leader, and so it was good to send her off.
You can see the video on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So Nicole was out there videoing, and it was kind of a day shift suggestion, just as we've done some of these birthday parades for different people. This was kind of a retirement parade, and I agree with Nicole. First of all, we should be honoring people that spent 20 years in the profession. She climbed the ranks. She came here, became our number two, and really did just an outstanding job for us in a lot of different ways, not the least of which is just bringing a different perspective. To the agency. You bring in, and sometimes police departments can be awful monolithic in their thinking because we've all come up together through the same agency.
Yeah.
I know I definitely think that of my 23 years with APD in Anchorage, but you know, bringing in somebody outside like Jessica with some different ideas, but she was a New Mexico officer, and so, you know, knew New Mexico stuff better than I did. But I thought she did a great job, and so, you know, you helped really put the rally together for her, and I did not play a major role in that following our decision that we weren't going to do a walkout ceremony. But from the troops, it was a good grassroots honor.
It really was. One of our animal control officers came up with the idea, and like you said, inspired from the birthday parades that we've been doing in the community, and so she gave it to the lieutenant, and lieutenant pulled me aside and was like, hey, I think we're going to do this, and what do you think? And it came together wonderfully in just a short amount of time.
It was short. It was quick. So there was one of the things that we had this week, and it was a big deal for us, but We also have been going through the revised rules now that the governor's issued on the public health orders, and trying to figure out what FPD's role is going to be in that, and, mm-hmm. and what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. And so this week we put out a video. I have not said a lot as we've gone through this. I've really kind of let the governor, everybody's doing press conferences, right? So between the president, the governor, the mayor, you know, you can be press conferenced out. You probably don't need to hear from Hebby too often, but we felt like you probably did this week. So
yeah.
So we're going to play that for you. It's only about 3.5 minutes long, but it kind of outlines the direction that we're going as a department as we go through these weeks.
Hi, I'm Chief Steve Hebby of the Farmington Police Department. I wanted to spend a few minutes with you today talking about some of the things that have been going on at the police department over the last couple of months and some things that we're preparing for as we move forward. First, our officers have been wearing their PPE over the last 8 weeks, as you've seen, which is a big change for us, but they're wearing their masks, they're wearing their gloves on all calls that they've been on, and to date we've had no positives for any of our officers or civilian employees. This is exceptionally good news for us, as we were worried that perhaps the same thing that's happened at other departments around the country would happen to us, and that you would see a number of our employees wind up testing positive. So we have avoided that, and that's been an outstanding thing as we've moved forward over the last 8 weeks or so in these public health orders. As we look forward to what's coming, the governor last week initiated a new policy on all face masks being worn in public. This is not something that the governor was saying she wanted law enforcement to enforce with citations or arrests or anything like that, and it's not something that the Farmington Police Department will enforce. You will see us out and about. We are wearing our PPE. It has worked for us so far, and we will have masks. Our officers are carrying additional masks, so if somebody is in need of one or hasn't been able to get one, we will provide one for free. The big thing as we move forward is our businesses are reopening. Some of those businesses have rules that their employees must wear their PPE and that their customers must have PPE, in particular masks, when they come in. If that is the case and you're out to a store, you know, what we're urging you to do is maintain your social distancing, maintain your social positivity and your kindness and interactions with others. We've seen around the country that some of these mask policies in businesses have led to physical confrontations with customers who didn't want to wear the masks. And that is something we have not seen here in Farmington, something we can be very proud of, that we have bonded together very well as a community on issues just like this. If the business has a policy that you have to wear a face mask, then you have to wear a face mask if you want to enter the business. But otherwise, you know, as far as you going about your day-to-day business, it's really up to each individual to wear their mask or to not wear their mask. The governor believes that this will help reduce the number of cases we have, and our officers, like I said, have been successful in not getting any positive tests over the last 8 weeks as we've worn these. But together, as we move forward, let's just remember our hustle kindness theme that we have from here in Farmington. Let's remember to keep our social distancing from each other. We are making progress. We are starting to see businesses reopen, and we want to continue to encourage that and make it possible for businesses to resume full normal operations. And I look forward to that happening, as I'm sure all of you do as well. So in the coming days, you will see our officers out and about. We are not taking enforcement action on the masks, and we have taken no enforcement action during the 8 weeks that this public health order has been in effect. That's something that the state police have been dealing with, and we believe the state police will continue to deal with. For us here at Farmington PD, we appreciate your support. We appreciate the cooperation of our community. It has been a very trying time for us as well as for all of you, and we know that. But together, we're making a better community, we're making a safer community, and we can get ourselves back to normal as fast as possible. So from Farmington PD headquarters, thank you.
Honestly, the best part of that video is from Farmington PD headquarters. Just, you know, it makes it feel like, you know, I'm from the White House, Chief Correspondent Steve Hebby.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to be that kind of person. Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a tougher job. That is a tougher job. So we put out the video this week. We really have stayed silent as political leaders are trying to figure out, mm-hmm. you know, what to do and where to go with it. The state police have been enforcing the public health orders. The PD has not had to be in that business at this stage. You know, the state police have gone around to businesses to. I don't know if we've cited any businesses in Farmington.
I don't know either.
I think we've just kind of. I think the stadies have just gone out and kind of talked with businesses and mm-hmm. apprised them of the order and what it says and what it means to their business.
Yeah.
Which is good. You know, I mean that's an enforcement action. We're going out and educating people so that they don't get into bigger trouble. The masks, though, was a new one, and we had several questions hitting us up. What are we going to do with the masks? Are we going to enforce? And honestly, that did not appear to be the tempo that the governor was going. It wasn't an enforcement first. It was more of an education. And hey, let's bond together as a community. And honestly, I get that we don't want it, because I don't really like wearing it. I'll be honest. But on the other hand, there's a reason that doctors and nurses and even your dentist wear it when you're in the hospital.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's effective for something, unless we just think it's there for decoration.
Yeah. Yeah. They wear them during surgeries and stuff to, you know, for their own protection. No,
so
it's definitely a viable tool. I think.
And it's unarguable. You know, we've had a high amount of cases here in San Juan County. And our police officers, you know, God bless them, our men and women are out there, and they have contact with people that are positive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of those contacts over the last couple of months. And we've had none of our employees, either sworn nor civilian, no employee has tested positive. And we're wearing our PPE. You know, it was something that we instituted pretty early on for the officers.
Yeah,
it
was.
So I don't like to do some stuff, and there's times that the mask kills me too, but it doesn't literally kill me, and COVID can. I wear the thing when I'm out in public, and you know, when we're in social interactions where that is something that somebody could be concerned. You know what? So I'm kind of doing it for them, and I think that's what we all should be aiming for here in Farmington.
Yeah, I was not wanting to wear one, you know, just because it's just not convenient and it's not fun. but I put one on before, in a drive-through fast food line, and the relief on the employee's face when I rolled down my window and I had a mask on, I was like, I need to start wearing them.
Yeah.
These people, they're kids out working these jobs. They're so young and they're, you know, probably not making a ton of money, and they are providing an essential service to people, and they're worried, they're scared. And it, you know, gives them some sense of security and some sense that I genuinely care about them. If I'm going to wear my mask because that's the whole, you know, premise that they're telling us, you wear your mask for other people.
Right.
They wear their mask for you. And so that poor kid, the relief on his face sold me. I'll start wearing it wherever I go, because I don't want them to feel like they're putting their lives at risk just to, you know, serve me fast food. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and there's so many of those people that are out there, including folks at the Safeway or the Smiths, mm-hmm. You know, there are Albertsons that are coming into work every day in jobs that previously, you know, we would have said, geez, a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers is an essential position, and everybody's got to know about that. But they're just checkout people. And now all of a sudden, you know, I don't see my quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, but I see the checkout people still coming into work every day. And we're in their PPE, so they stay safe. So,
and really keeping us all running, keeping the country running.
Right.
They are the glue that's holding things together. And if we can take care of them in any way, I'm for that.
Yeah. So, you know, we decided to put out, because people were asking, so what's the police department going to do? And maybe what have we done? And like I said in the video, we haven't had to take any enforcement action in this up till now. The stadies have really done a good job. We had Captain Deering on here last show talking about that a little bit. But as far as the mask specifically, we aren't doing anything other than we're trying to model, look, let's all dive in together and help each other out. And I think, some of the things that I will tell you we will be much more aggressive about enforcing is, you know, we I don't like bullies, period. I don't know that you can be a police officer and enjoy bullies. But some of the stuff we've seen around the country where, you know, workers are telling guests that in different businesses that they have to wear masks. And then it's leading to either physical confrontations. I think there was a target, I want to say it was a teenager that was had their arm broke in a confrontation over the employee telling the person that they had to wear a mask. And we've had a couple of shootings. I know one security guard was killed. A Waffle House cook just a couple days ago was shot in the chest as he was trying to get away from a customer that he had told he had to wear a mask. And it's inexplicable to me how we can behave like that. And so any of that stuff that would happen, we will be aggressive about enforcing. Now, we've been fortunate, and this is a good community, and we don't see these kinds of things.
Yeah.
But hat in hand with that is, okay, nobody's appointed the czar of masks that we should be running around and bullying people to wear masks. You know,
agreed.
That leads to confrontations. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, let's wear a mask. Let's take care of ourselves. You know, and if each of us is doing that for our community, you know, we're going to be in a great place. But I'll be honest with you. You know, we have people that commit crimes in our community. Not everybody follows the law. You know, and that isn't going to change when we talk about masks. And standing and yelling and chewing out somebody who isn't wearing a mask isn't going to make the difference either. But it is going to lead to trouble. What we're really looking for is some of that household kindness spirit that we have here in Farmington of, you know, let's be decent to each other. And nobody's, and I know we're also extreme, everybody's either a murderer or a Nazi or, you know, how about this? We're all just trying to live our lives and get along a little bit. And sometimes I don't do it the way everybody else would like me to, and sometimes they don't do it the way I wish that they would. But if we keep the spirit of, you know, we're all just in the community, we're all just trying to get along, and we keep some kindness, you know, I think we'll avoid any of the ugly incidents that you see around. And we are making progress. We're loosening up, and frankly, we will be looser here as we go forward over the next 2 or 3 weeks. We're seeing progress in our numbers, and we're going to see progress in our reopening. And that's going to happen. It's just a matter of when.
I agree. The numbers are going down this last week. It was a good trend, and we're hoping that it continues. I agree with the kindness. It's, you know, carry an extra mask with you if you feel really passionate about it. If you see someone without one, instead of yelling at them, maybe ask them if they need one. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, you know, understand that everyone is feeling so anxious, and everyone doesn't have a lot of control over things in their life that they used to have control over. Mm-hmm. And so I think that people don't know how to respond sometimes, and just maybe understanding that we're all a little off kilter.
Yeah.
And just, you know, control what you can and move on and extend that hustle kindness.
Well, and that's a good theme, which I didn't pick up on. But the truth is, I mean, everybody's under some stress right now.
Yeah.
You know, these are stressful times. And, you know, although I seem like the fun-loving guy that you get here every 2 weeks, that frankly is just adorable. But I think Nicole has seen a time or two when, you know, there's stress in the job, and maybe I'm not always so fun-loving and upbeat. Can you confirm or deny any of those rumors?
I cannot confirm.
She knows her probation date, ladies and gentlemen. She is a brilliant woman, I'll tell you that. But honestly, we all are going through some stress. Let's keep that in mind. You know, whatever stress you're under as you're about to deal with somebody else, you know, it's a pretty safe assumption they're under at least that much stress. This has been a once-in-a-lifetime experience. 30 years in law enforcement, I've never seen anything like this. And it is stressful. It's hard on all of us. So, you know, if we remember that we're all in it together, to the extent that, you know, we're trying to live in a society and we're trying to get healthy, we're trying to get ourselves open. Some people are feeling the pain a lot more than I'm feeling it, or other people that are deemed essential workers and are still going to work every day. But we're all under stress, and you know, it's worthwhile to bear that in mind.
And I mean, one of the most stressful things for you right now is your hair.
Yes. So, yes, and I think the hair almost reflects the stress that I'm under. I've been scrupulous in honoring the stay, the public health order. I have not done any haircuts unfortunately, I think I was like 2 weeks into it, and that's it. So we're about 10 weeks into no haircut.
Oh, man.
And baby, this is not far from ponytails and man buns.
And man buns. I think maybe we'll do a vote on Facebook and see if they would prefer a ponytail or a man bun and see how that goes.
Yeah. So today on my Facebook page, it's not the FPD page, but mine and my friend, just about everybody who wants to friend me, You can see how long my hair really is getting and how much cement, basically, I have to put in it to get it to be the stylish thing that it is here today. Unfortunately, my wife liked the tussle look, so I need to look a little like I'm 30 years younger, and frankly, I'm not, folks. So, but this is the best that it gets, and it's been stressful. The post has been reasonably well received. I think people don't mind laughing at the chief film.
I mean, I think that they feel your pain. I know I was feeling your pain today when I was trying to do my hair. I was like, oh, man, I need a hairdresser.
Yeah. It's a good thing that I don't dye my hair because it'd be this color anyway. You know? So here I am with it. But, yes, there's all kinds. We'll kind of wrap up with we also had a rally last night. This is the second one that's occurred here in Farmington. Mm-hmm. It's a rally protesting the stay-at-home order, the public health orders, and wants them lifted, I think, is the goal of the protest. And that's controversial. It's controversial to people who want us to enforce what the governor's order is, which is there shouldn't be any of these large groups. I think yesterday they did a very good job of keeping distancing themselves. There were a lot of masks that were being worn in the course of it. And, you know, honestly, the problem for the Farmington Police Department and for the chief is how do you stop people who are wanting to protest the actions of their government? By the government taking more aggressive action against them and breaking up the protest? I mean, that's stuff that you can watch on CNN or Fox as China does that to the democracy protests in Hong Kong. We don't do that here. So although you may or may not love the side that the ralliers are taking, honestly, it's their American right. They have the right to protest. They're doing it safely. They're not interrupting the flow of traffic. I was pleased that they were spread out better and there were more masks. But honestly, foundational to our country is they have a right to protest if they don't like stuff.
And they've been relatively peaceful. I think it's been well received. You know, nobody's there's an opposition to it. You know, there's another side of that argument, but everybody's been peaceful about it, and that's what we want. You can protest as long as you're peaceful.
So honestly, that's democracy.
I mean,
how much better does it get than
see.
That? It is,
you know,
great
to see that kind of stuff happening.
So I wish we didn't have to be, you know, that we didn't have anything that we felt so strongly about we had to be protesting against each other. But honestly, they're reasonable people on both sides of this argument.
Yeah.
And they just disagree. And as long as they're handling it reasonably and not getting into shootings like we had at the Waffle House, then that's American democracy. It's actually a beautiful thing. And it isn't something you see all over the world. You know, anytime you turn on China news, I don't think you're seeing that. So.
Agreed.
So we're down to just another minute or so to go. You wanted to kind of phase us out. You were going to sing the Star Spangled Banner to kind of send us off. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is an official debut of Nicole Brown and her rendition. Go for it, Nicole.
Not this girl.
Really?
No.
Really?
I sing in the shower and in my car.
Disappointing, ladies and gentlemen. Disappointing. But we'll maybe have that as a whole show next time. But, but for now, here from the mighty FPD headquarters or the KSJE headquarters, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Stay safe out there. What's easy?
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.